fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those Crossbreed Holster Studios, an honor to be here with you. So much to cover, so little time until April 6th, when we get to talk together every day.
Yes.
Every day for 1 hour. And Sean, you will be there.
Yes, absolutely.
Shanto will be there, riding off into the sunset with us every day.
Absolutely. Defending freedom.
Defending freedom. I often talk and mention to people, people ask me all the time, how did Shanto get the name Shanto?
Yes.
Many, many loyal listeners to this program over the years. And I tell the story, and it is quite hilarious. But it was July 2012. Colonel Dave Grossman is one of the nation's foremost experts on mass shootings and terrorist attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And he was here on the program. We went to a break. And in fact, that was a very bizarre program that night. He actually predicted what was going to happen in Newtown. He didn't predict the score or the location, but he predicted
the
attack.
He sure did.
And it was very bizarre 5 months down the road when it happened. But it was during that program when we were returning back from a break. I welcomed him back to the program, and he said, "Mark, it's great to be here with you, firing 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves with you and your sidekick Shanto." And lo and behold, you've been Shanto ever since.
Ever since, you know, they call me that. Tom Tratup calls me that every time he sees me. Jim, everybody calls me that.
I should say that Tom Tratup, who he's referring to, is one of the most powerful men in all of talk radio.
Yes.
And upper management.
Way up there.
Salem Radio Network. He's way up there. You get a nosebleed when you go into his office.
You know
I mean? Tom, how you doing? I need some tissue. Get any tissues? Tom's a great guy.
Yeah.
But everybody refers to you as Shanto now from that point out, and that's great. We love that. The identity with the program is huge and so forth. Listen, we have another huge hour and a lot to go through. We have Nikki Gosar on the phone with us. Those of you who might be new to the program in the 140-plus radio markets that air, 140 stations in hundreds of markets across the country that air the program, if you're new to the show, Nikki Gosar is a great friend and a survivor of a terrible tale, and she used the horror that she went through to fight for you, quite frankly. Let's welcome Nikki to the program, and we'll go through that background quickly. Nikki, it's a pleasure to have you here. How are you?
Hey there, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm doing well.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Let's briefly enlighten new listeners to the program to your plight, what happened to you, and then we will push forward from there.
Sure. Back in 2009, my husband was murdered right in front of me. He was shot 6 times in a restaurant that served alcohol where my husband and I were working by a man that was stalking me. And at the time, if you had a handgun carry permit, you were not allowed to carry your gun for self-defense in any establishment that served alcohol. I was a permit holder at that time. I still am. But I followed the law, and I left my gun locked in my vehicle. The man that was stalking me did not have a permit. He brought that gun in illegally and murdered my husband right in front of me. And, of course, we were totally helpless.
Yeah, it's ironic, Nikki. You know Susanna Hupp. I know she's one of your heroes. You and I and her have appeared at several places across the country together, in fact, over the years. And it's ironic that she found herself in that situation 20-plus years earlier, in the identical situation in Texas when she was at the Luby's cafeteria, followed the law, and her parents are dead. And she did have an opportunity, or at least as she said, when she had the chance to reach for her firearm, when she had an opportunity to use it, and she did so instinctively, and that's when she got that sick feeling in the pit of her stomach. And these aren't my words. This is her telling the story. You can read her book, From Luby's to the Legislature. She tells the story in graphic detail about how she realized the firearm was not there and she had left it in the She had left it in her car following the law. It's a terrible tale, but what you've gone on to do in your husband's memory is nothing short of heroic, patriotic, amazing, to fight for freedom in Ben's honor. And the whole country, everybody that carries a firearm or is even considering, as far as I'm concerned, Nikki owes you a huge debt of gratitude. So on the program, thank you for what you continue to do. Now, you work in the Tennessee legislature now, is that right?
Yes, I'm a staffer for the legislature.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what we have going on in April. You and I had a fascinating conversation earlier this week about the National Rifle Association convention coming up in Nashville, which is where you are calling from right now. And let's start with this. Tennessee law forbids the carry of firearms in an establishment that posts a no guns sign. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. That sign carries the weight of law in Tennessee also. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what that means is if I walk into let's just take a rib place. They have Sticky Fingers in downtown Nashville. Now, there are a ton of restaurants in and around and bars in and around the convention center where the National Rifle Association convention will be held in just 3 weeks from this weekend. There are a lot of them, aren't they? I mean, isn't that the main drag, if you will, in downtown Nashville?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am sitting right now in downtown Nashville, and I just finished walking all the way up and down Broadway, which is the main strip of restaurants and bars.
Did you see any no gun signs on some of the doors?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Your answer would tell me that you saw quite a few of them. Were you able to photograph those by any chance? I'm just curious.
Yes.
Okay. Let me enlighten you to the fact that the National Rifle Association, and I say you, not you, Nikki, but listeners, the National Rifle Association is bringing over what is expected to be another record-setting year, 80,000-plus people and their wallets to downtown Nashville. Am I wrong, Nikki, with the following assessment? There ain't an NRA member that will walk into and part ways with any of their hard-earned money with any establishment that has a no-gun sign posted anywhere near that convention center. Is that a true statement?
Well, I would certainly hope so. I would hope they would not want to give their hard-earned money to an establishment that does not honor their basic human right of self-defense and their constitutional rights.
Have you talked to any of these restaurant owners? This was a fascinating dynamic when we talked the other day. I hadn't even thought about this. Because I found myself in Chattanooga, and I said Sticky Fingers. That actually happened to me. I actually walked into a Sticky Fingers carrying a concealed firearm a number of years ago. I didn't see a no-gun sign. Of course, I really wasn't looking for it, but I didn't notice until I walked out a different door that there was a sign on the other door, but not the one I went in. So from what I understand, that was a technical violation of Tennessee law. I probably would have been okay. But are we going to catch anybody taking signs down, Nikki, because they want the almighty dollar?
According to the managers and owners that I spoke with this evening, they plan on actually putting signs up. It's amazing, first off, how many people I spoke with. They don't even realize that Tennessee has changed the law, that there is now a restaurant carry law that as long as you are a handgun carry permit holder and as long as you're not drinking any alcohol, you're allowed to carry in restaurants that serve alcohol now. There were quite a few people that did not even know that the law has changed. There were other establishments where there was no sign on the front door, but when I spoke to the owner or the manager, they said, oh, no, guns are not allowed here. And then there are plenty of places that are posted. I can tell you just a few. I have an entire list, but
okay. Well, wait a minute. Hold on before you do that. I want to be able to go through that list without being knocked out on the clock. Sean, how are we doing time wise? We have about a minute left. Enough.
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Nikki. Hold off on that list. I want to go through that list with you. I really appreciate you walking in there. I could tell when we talked during the break that you were out and about down there, and it's important. We've got 30 seconds before we hear the music, so let's hold off on that. It is very important that if you're listening to this program right now and you are planning on attending the National Rifle Association in 3 weeks, and I hope you are, I hope you are. You can meet Nikki. You can meet me and a host of other people there. We'll tell you how in just a little bit. But you pay very, very careful attention to these signs. These signs do carry the weight of law, and it is okay to carry your firearm under Tennessee law into the convention center. It's not at the arena where the big shindig will be, and the speakers, and Sarah Palin, and the rest of them, and Wayne LaPierre that Friday night. But it is okay in the convention hall. We'll give you that lowdown in just a couple of moments when we come back, and we'll go through some of these restaurants by name that are and won't let, or that will and won't let you carry your firearm. Back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida, all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska. Right now, weekly, beginning April 6th, daily, every day. That's quite cool. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Begins. You might have heard the spot during the break, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in West Bend, Wisconsin, U.S. Concealed Carries, first annual CCW Expo. Fashion show, etc. going on. It's going to be a huge event. I believe almost all of the vendor tables are already taken. There will be thousands of people there. You will meet, I can't even tell you how many people you're going to meet. George the Mad Ogre Hill and I will be there grilling while armed for you. You can stop by and eat some of our barbecue and carry your gun to do it. We'll pair up a great firearm for you. We'll be giving out recipe cards, great grilling while armed recipe cards and everything else. It's going to be a huge time. You can check that out at USCCA.com. USCCA, the Concealed Carry Expo. It's going to be an awesome time. Make sure you come on up. Nikki Gosher, we're talking with you about Nashville, restaurants, places. You've got some names. Let's name names. We like doing that here on the show. Who wants us and who doesn't?
Okay. Joe's Crab Shack. There is no sign on the door, so I assume that you can carry. Rock Bottom Brewery. No guns allowed. There is a sign. Bootleggers Inn. There is a sign. You cannot carry. Trail West. There's no sign. Bongo Java Cafe, which is the cafe next to the Johnny Cash Museum. There is no sign on the
door. Say that again. What's the name of that one?
Bongo Java Cafe. It's right next to the Johnny Cash Museum and the Johnny Cash Museum. Both of those establishments are not posted, so I'm assuming that you can carry. Luigi's Pizza. There is no sign on the door.
Okay.
Wannabe's Karaoke Bar. You are not allowed to carry there. There is a sign.
Tequila. We're going to want to be wanting our money. They're going to want to be missing our money.
Tequila Cowboy Restaurant and Bar. There is a sign. You cannot carry. Paradise Park. There is no sign, and they were not able to tell me much about whether you can carry or not. Now, some of the more popular places that are well-known in Nashville is Tootsie's. Tootsie's Bar, it's a big purple building, very popular. No guns are allowed there. They do not have a sign on their door, but when I spoke with them, they said absolutely no guns.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Let's stop there for a second. Mm-hmm. No sign, but no. As far as the law is concerned, no sign means yes.
That is correct.
Are they aware of that?
They are now.
Okay, since you've been in there. Well, all right, let's go back to that for a second. You have some others?
Yes, Legends Corner. No guns allowed. I did not see a sign on their door, however. Second Fiddle. No guns allowed. I do believe they had a sign, and I'm sorry, Legends did have a sign. They did have a sign. No guns allowed. Layla's, it looks like there was not a sign. Robert's Western World, there was no sign on their door. However, I'm happy to let you know that Robert's Western World had two NRA stickers on their front door.
Ah, okay. Is this within walking distance of the, are all of these within walking distance, I'm presuming, of the convention center to some degree?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so this had two NRA stickers. Now, we don't know whether they put these things up there in advance of the upcoming convention or not. And it's possible they could have already been there.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Really doesn't matter. But give them your money.
Stage is very popular. No guns are allowed there, but they are, again, not posted. They don't have a sign, but they're telling me no, guns are not allowed there. Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. There is not a sign on the restaurant. Tin Roof. It's not posted either. Whiskey Bent Saloon. There is no posting.
Okay. So you, boy, you did some serious work in advance, and we appreciate that very much. What we would like to do is, and I'll do that while we're there, and I'm sure I'll have an opportunity to talk with you personally, is to take a look at some of these places, because what these restaurants will find out is that NRA members and those in attendance at this convention, Nikki, as you well know, are going to be very picky and choosy. When they see that no gun sign, they're not going to part with their money. There's right. No more freedom-loving group that literally walks the walk and talks the talk than NRA members. Is that a fair statement? I think it is.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, and there's one that is a huge restaurant called Rippy's. It's just on the corner from Bridgestone Arena. And they say no guns allowed, and they are posted.
Okay, so they are posted. All right, yes. We've got these down, and we will follow up as best we can after the convention. If you're listening to the podcast of this, write these down. Go back and rewind and write these things down. You'll see these when you get to the convention. If you're listening live right now, go get the podcast. So probably didn't have an opportunity to take all that information down. And I will put this information up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page as we get closer to the convention. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. And you'll see a list on there. We will put the list of these names up. We'll clarify this with Nikki and make sure that we have everything correct. But let's ask you this question. Let's go back to, you mentioned Tootsie's Bar, and there were a couple other ones on there. I think Tootsie's was the first one you mentioned. No sign, but no guns. So this goes back to the, if you're listening to the program and you know the owner said no, yet there is no sign, what do you do, Nikki? Do you walk in or don't you walk in?
You know, I think I would ask. Usually there's a front door man. There's someone checking IDs. And I would ask, you know, are law-abiding citizens that carry for self-defense, as long as they're not drinking, allowed to carry here? I would find out before you walk in. I wouldn't want to give my hard-earned money to these places that don't honor my constitutional rights.
I'm going to assume, and the easiest thing to do when you have people from out of town is if you walk up to a place and you see that there's no sign, you can presume, what I don't care what the manager says. It makes no difference to me. If the manager and the owner of the establishment were following Tennessee law and didn't want, then the sign should be there. But you can walk in. Why open that can of worms, maybe, and say, you know, hey, you don't have a sign here, but is it okay if I do this? So you're absolutely correct about that. That's the dynamic. And tweet us tweet me over here, AAR Radio, AARRADIO. Do you go in or not? Do you go in one with no gun sign? Because that's where you need to eat when you're carrying a firearm. AARRADIO. Nikki, we'll talk to you before the convention. Thank you very much for jumping in here with us today. We appreciate the information. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
That Cooking School has a unique team-building program for your business. Are you ready to see your team grow as your organization grows? Our Culinary Inferno team-building event is for you, and we have a special offer.
Thanks, Chef Bill. This special offer for a team-building event for 15 people from your business is valued at $2,000. Yours through this special offer for just half price, $1,000. Call the station today, 651-289-4400. That's 651-289-4400.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, No other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-950-5379. That's 1-800-950-5379. 1-800-950-5379. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Are you stuck in a makeup rut? Not really in love with your current makeup, but not sure what else to try? Then you're in luck, because Bare Minerals is now letting women all across America do an at-home comparison. Call now and we'll send you a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup to compare against whatever makeup you have at home. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set as a gift. To participate, call now. 1-800-603-3879. Hurry, don't miss this. Bare Minerals foundation brings out your natural beauty, giving you a flawless complexion with a no-makeup look and feel. And it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. So if you're stuck in a makeup rut, this is your chance to get out. Call now for your risk-free trial, and you'll also get a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only comparison offer. Call now for details. 1-800-603-3879. 1-800-603-3879.
It seems every time you pick up the paper, turn on the news, or surf the web, you hear more bad news about the economy. No doubt, business just isn't what it used to be. But the fact is, consumers are still buying. Our homes continue to need repair. Our cars need to be maintained. And we still need to buy the other products and services that keep our lives and our businesses going in the right direction. That's why you need to buy now. Right now is the perfect time to market your company. Businesses have cut their marketing, and that allows you the opportunity to gain a larger share of market, more awareness, and ultimately more sales. So don't get caught in the trap of business is bad all over. Change the destiny of your business and buy now. Call General Manager Nick Anderson to find out how a radio campaign can generate more sales for your business. 651-289-4408. That's 651-289-4408.
When our founding fathers wrote the Bill of Rights, they specifically included the right to keep and bear arms. Over 200 years later, even with Republicans back in control, the debate over the Second Amendment rages on. Learn your rights and responsibilities as a gun owner by visiting bearingarms.com. Get news, opinions, videos, and more from some of the most knowledgeable minds on the Second Amendment at bearingarms.com. Bearingarms.com, saving liberty and lives.
Now,
for more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Ooh, some AC/DC smoking it up on the way back in from this break. Couple things. I really enjoyed that segment with Nikki, and I hope you took note of those restaurants. That makes for great conversation. If you're going to that National Rifle Association convention, and I hope you are, what those restaurants need to see is us saying no. No. You've posted a sign up, you're not getting my money. And what they need to see is their next door neighbor restaurant overflowing, and they need to see theirs dead. Neighbor overflowing, theirs dead. And gee, maybe, just maybe, when they notice there's no blood running in the streets and the restaurant next to them is safe and sound, maybe it'll change their mind. Maybe. So, I mean, my faith is in the NRA members. It's why the NRA is such a powerful group, because NRA members do come out in droves. They do vote with their money. They do stand up. Sean, are you there?
Yeah.
You know that's right. I can't. I believe that you will see, and I'll be disappointed if you don't, quite frankly. Well, I think it'll be a win for the other side if you see all of those establishments, those world-class establishments in and around Nashville, well, if you see them all filled to capacity instead of seeing this one over here full and this one empty, this one full, this one empty. That will disappoint me, I'll be honest with you.
Well, you got to look at it this way, too. not only that, first of all, we got to remember, we're the customer, okay? If you don't want me to come in there and I'm concealed and I'm following the law, then you don't want my money. And I'm a person, if you don't want my money, I will not spend it there. But furthermore, we also got to think about who's going to be safer? Because you basically, when you put a sign like that on your establishment, you're basically telling some hood rat, a thug, that, hey, come on in here, let's hang out and take care of business. Because, well, no one in there has a gun.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. A couple of things. I have it on good authority that you will be able to find that list on crimepreventionresearchcenter.org. John Lott's website, crimepreventionresearchcenter.org, is going to be putting that list up of restaurants that we just got. I will be putting it up on facebook.com/armedamericanradio, facebook.com/armedamericanradio. We'll tweet it to you. There are other locations that information will be out at. When we have the information, we will give it to you. I'll let you know where that is. This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important that those people see. And I can't think of a better venue than a National Rifle Association convention coming into town to really making a stand. But you see, from my many years associated as a member, I'm not on their payroll. I'm a member just like you might be, or you should be. If you're a gun owner, even if you're not a gun owner, if you're a freedom-loving American, you should be a member of the National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, by the way. The other civil rights organizations won't tell you that.
And keep this,
will tell you that.
And keep this in mind. Now, whatever they call it.
MSDNC.
Yeah, that the DEM. You know they're going to be there with all their 12 members of the anti-gunners. So,
oh, sure.
And they're going to do stories, and they're going to be doing tape of these signs. So keep that in mind as well.
It's important. You know, it's the National Rifle Association members that not only will walk by
mm-hmm.
and not give them their money, it's the National Rifle Association members that will walk in or hand a card to the manager and say, here, I'm letting you know, no guns, you're not getting my money. No mm-hmm. guns, no money. No freedom, no money.
Yep.
Violate my constitutional rights, no money. Private property, hey, I understand that. You don't want my money? I'm going to go right next door, and I'm going to spend it over there. This is an opportunity to make a huge economic impact statement to those establishments. Big opportunity. And I really thank Nikki for bringing that to our attention. Here we were having this conversation, as we often do off air, because we're friends, and this came up. And I thought, wow, I hadn't even thought about that. So I'm glad she mentioned that. But you can check that out at crimepreventionresearchcenter.org. You should be going there anyway. And you can also check it out at facebook.com/armedamericanradio. We'll get that up sometime tomorrow for you. On another note, with CRPC, Crime Prevention, or CPRC, crimepreventionresearchcenter.org, April 10th at the said convention, you can head over to, and I'll pull this information up for you right now, but you'll have an opportunity to meet on April 10th on Friday. You can meet with Katie Pavlich from Fox News, Dana Lash, great radio host. Dana's show is wonderful. New York Times bestselling author Brad Thor, Ted Nugent, and others will be there. John Lott will be there. Phil Valentine will be there. I'll be there. The founder of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, Tim Schmidt, a great friend of mine, will be there. Huge sponsor of this program. Main sponsor of this program. Tom Gresham will be there. John Harris will be there. So head on over. All of that information is available at crimepreventionresearchcenter.org. Click the green link up. You'll see the green banner up top. Click that, and it will give you all of the information about the event. CrimePreventionResearchCenter.org. You should be going there anyway and following up on John Lott's amazing work. So,
great man. Right. Great man.
Oh, man. All right, Chanto, we have more going on. We have our next guest. It's a friend. I can call John a friend.
Yes.
You and I met John together a couple of years back in Spring, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
When we were doing an event, one of the Concealed Carry Expo events with Gander Mountain at one of their flagship Gander Mountain Academy training centers.
Yep.
And, of course, Spring, Texas being just a little bit south of the Woodlands and a little bit north of downtown Houston. And they have a great facility there at Gander Mountain. We were signing books, and John walked in, and it was great because he was wearing one of my T-shirts that said, never leave your cave without your club. You know, I thought, hey, check that out. Somebody bought one and is wearing it. That's pretty cool. And John came, but John is an orthopedic surgeon and a gun owner, and we hear an awful lot about doctors against firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear a lot about Obamacare and guns. Are there doctors that support our gun rights? Or are they all just mouthpieces for the progressive, gun-hating liberal left? Well, I can tell you what the answer to that is. I can also tell you, if you need an orthopedic surgeon, where to go if you find yourself in and around San Antonio. John Adine, M.D., Dr. John Adine. How you doing, John? It's a pleasure to have you here for the first time, my friend.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's great to be on your show. And I can answer that question. There's a lot of doctors who are pro-gun and pro-self-defense and pro-liberty. The AMA and the American Academy of Pediatrics does not represent the vast majority of physicians.
Let's go to American Academy of Pediatrics. Very important. They get, I think, the biggest microphone because pediatrics, kids. The media fawns all over this. They love, doctor, to put guns and kids in the same sentence, and you know how that goes. But what is my child's physician? I have a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old. Now, I can honestly say this because my doctor loves guns. I just got his permit. It's great. But there are others out there, the pediatrics, who, what do they know differently about guns? Are they trained? Do they take firearm training courses and teach doctors in medical school, upcoming doctors in medical school, how to teach firearms courses? Are they qualified?
I must have missed that class when I was in medical school because they never taught us that. I mean, absolutely not. In fact, it's very far outside their scope of practice. They want to say, well, you know, we want to warn people to, secure the guns from children so they don't get hurt. But really what they're telling you is get rid of guns, don't have guns in your house, don't be able to protect your children against, you know, somebody who breaks in. And they certainly don't know anything about gun safety and the four safety rules and any of that kind of stuff. In fact, I would ask the next time a pediatrician asks you about your child and about your gun ownership, you ask them what's their qualifications. You know, and does your insurance company know that you're practicing outside of your scope of practice?
Ooh, hold that thought there.
Nice.
And you can thank David Kodria for that, by the way, because
right.
I actually heard him say that. And it's a phenomenal thing. In fact, I think he had release forms filled, made up.
So, Doctor, he did. Hold that thought right there. We're getting ready to take a break. But I'm glad you mentioned that because you're right. David Kodria did. We've discussed that on this program before, and that was a wonderful point. Armed American Radio continues. Information you only get here. Recommendations you only get here. We'll be back with Dr. John Adine right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss.
Yes, I told you on my last call. You're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
I absolutely love those guitar riffs. I love that. It's AC/DC's Riff Raff.
It sounds like some Riff Raff.
I'm going to date myself. I can't help it. I love that tune. My kids are overhearing it, but I've been listening to it for years. I saw them.
When did they come out?
I saw them in 1978 at the Palladium in New York City with their original singer, Bon Scott, and I was sitting 12 rows back. There weren't 2,000 or 2,200 people in that place.
Wow.
And they were very unknown at that time, and they opened up for Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow.
Wow.
And they came out, and I knew who they were. I had their album. A friend of mine, John Birkin, and we were sophomores in high school, and we went. His mother and father drove us down there to New York. We lived in Jersey, and he drove us to the Palladium and dropped us off, hung around in the city until that concert was over, and I'll never forget that. It was really an amazing, amazing thing. You look back and you realize, wow, that was a classic concert I was at. Been in a lot of those. All right, we're talking, and yes, I'm old.
Well, guess
I'm really not, but you know.
Guess what the first concert I saw, rock concert, was? Kiss, Kiss Animalize.
Kiss Animalize.
Yes, yes.
I saw them in 76 at the Cobo Hall in Detroit. The concert that to end all, the one that made them famous and put them on the map. I was actually at that one too, and I have some stuff to prove that. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, hey, enough of all that. We're talking with rock and roll. You gotta love it.
Yeah.
God, guns, and rock and roll. We'll be talking with Ted Nugent about that very topic in about 3 weeks, literally sitting there talking with him. John Adine, MD, A Tale of Two Shootings. DRGO.us. Tell us what DRGO.us is.
It's the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. It's a subsidiary of the Second Amendment Foundation. It was founded by Dr. Tim Wheeler, who's basically been the motor running this thing for the last probably 20 years. Recently, he's retired, but he's still got a lot of stuff going on, but we're infusing some new blood in the organization. I just happen to be one of the ones people. We're trying to revitalize the doctor's role in getting the message out that, the Second Amendment message is okay for, medical people. In fact, my thing is actually getting rid of gun-free zones in hospitals. We've had, a couple of shootings in the last year in hospitals. one didn't turn out so well, one a little bit better. And in Texas, where I practice, all the hospitals are posted with gun-free zone signs, which do carry the weight of law. So we're all mm-hmm. disarmed. And now my job as a physician is to, you know, do my best to have good outcomes. And I couldn't think of a worse outcome than having my patients and my colleagues slaughtered by, you know, a spree shooter in my hospital. So that's what I'm, you know, that's what my passion is. I've been working at this, well, since the GRPC in Houston.
Right.
That's when I met Tim, and that's when I kind of got the, got my mission settled in my mind, and I've been working for that since then.
Are firearms a public health issue, Doctor?
No, they're not a public health issue. Crime is a public health issue.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's back up for just a second, because we've got the Centers for Disease Control sticking their face in everything and calling me as a gun owner, treating me as if I've got a disease. Are we sure that guns are not a public health issue?
No, they are not. A gun is a tool. It's an inanimate object. It's up to a person who possesses it does. And so that's, you know, and you can be just as dead with a knife or a stick or a, you know, a car. It's not the tool, it's the person. In fact, back in the 90s, Tim Wheeler was one of the guys that was fighting the CDC, you know, with all this baloney research, and he was one of the pioneers of getting that defunded. I mean, that's when all that stuff happened. And now that we have our new Surgeon General, we're going to be looking at the same kind of thing. He's an anti-gun zealot. And we need to, through DRGO, we're trying to, you know, shed the light on all these. When they come out with this junk science stuff, we're going to be publishing articles. And as a doctor, I could use some help. You know, there's only a few of us right now writing. We need some more physicians. So if you're a physician out there, or a nurse, or an EMT, or whatever, somebody in the medical community, and you want to write for us, you can go to our website and talk to Tim Wheeler. You can leave him an email message, and we'd love to have people to help contribute. Our website's been revamped recently, and we're really trying to put the word out.
I got to tell you, let's throw a Twitter out there too at AAR Radio. We're getting a lot of response on Twitter today at AAR Radio. At AAR Radio. Send us your information. I'll put you in touch personally with Dr. John Adeen, who you hear on the program today. You need assistance, not just with writers. So physicians, any practice?
Anything.
Doesn't matter to you, right?
Anybody who's in the medical field, not just physicians. You know, we nurses, we're all vulnerable in our hospitals. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're a doctor or a nurse or a physical therapist or whatever. When the guy starts shooting and you're there, you're just as in danger as the chief of staff.
Trust me, your title isn't going to mean a hill of beans to somebody that's
right.
Got you dead
in
their sights. You are a target. All right, so guns aren't a virus. I don't have a disease. You alluded to it before the last break. What do I say to the doctor who asks me when I take my child in if there are guns in my home?
I would say, what is your qualification to give advice on firearm safety? Do you know the four gun safety rules? Where were you trained? You know, who are you certified by? And the bottom line with this is, with the electronic medical records, this is a backdoor gun registration. They're trying to find out who owns guns. And what do? They put it in their electronic medical record, and guess who has access to the electronic medical record? Federal government.
Wait a minute here. See, now you're going down this road, Doctor. But you knew that was going to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's talk quickly about Obamacare. Is Obamacare a potential threat to my right to keep and bear arms?
Absolutely. It's a total disaster for health care, period. But, there's a lot of stuff going on, again, with this backdoor gun registration. They're actually destroying private practice groups, and they're destroying some of the hospitals. They really want to go to a one-payer system, and that's the government, so they have complete control. And then they can say, well, you know what, if you're a gun owner, we're going to raise your rates. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, oh, it's a public health thing. Mm-hmm. So it gives them all kinds of excuses to, you know, to take more control.
You know, so it's a setup to further their agenda.
Absolutely.
That depends on a certain level of, now, Anthony Cumia, you called it ignorance. That's true. It depends on a certain level of ignorance, but you can fix ignorance. You can find the truth. Those of you incapable, it depends also, sadly, on a certain level of stupidity. We're going to have to call it quits there. Dr. Dean, this will not be the last time you were on Armed American Radio. Quite frankly, you should have been here before. drgo.us and read Dr. Dean's column. Physicians, reach out to him and reach out to us at AAR Radio. Anybody in the medical profession, I'll put you directly in touch with him so that you can get involved. Very, very important. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Dr. Adine knows it. He wears the shirt. I'll see you next week. And in 3 weeks, I'll see you every single day. The enemies of freedom's worst nightmare is coming true.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.